I'm sitting here doing the show, and I feel like it's one of those days where it's kind of like blah. I feel like everything's kind of like my moon's in Uranus or something like that as we speak.
That's a choice word.
But I feel like it's kind of one of those blah days. So I want to do a fill in the blank. 313-298-9595. I was once so bored, I blanked. We want you to fill in the blank for us. Hey, Laura, good morning. Hi.
How you doing?
Good. I was once so bored, what did you do?
Painted my brother's Corvette pink.
Oh, no.
Real, full size. We're not talking about toy car here.
No, it was real. He won it in a raffle, and he was going to get it repainted anyway, so I just started it.
Was it Barbie pink?
It was pretty pink. They had just painted their daughter's nursery pink, so they had the paint.
Stick a Mary Kay sticker on the back, and he's all set.
That's right. Hey, good morning. How you doing, Jamie?
Hi.
I was once so bored, I
got grounded by my stepdad, and I put Nair in his shampoo.
What did that do to your stepdad's hair?
Well, some of it fell out.
Well, yeah, it's a hair remover.
Yes, I just pray that nobody's listening that I know because they don't know.
They still don't. So what, your stepdad's hair just started falling out and he had no idea exactly what was going on?
No, my mom just kept telling him, it's from stress because you complain too much.
He's got big clumps clogging up the drain and he thinks it's his fault.
Did he suddenly lose all of it, though, from using his shampoo throughout the...
No, I felt bad. So I threw it away, but bored. I was grounded for no good reason. And
you said, how old were you at the time?
About 12.
That's hilarious. 313-298-9595 is our telephone number. 313-298-9595. All right, it's Channel 955. I was once so bored. Linda, we left with you last.
I was once so bored, I got married.
What?
July will be 20 years ago. Sitting in the living room, just talking with my boyfriend. He says, I'm bored. I said, yeah, me too. He says, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Want to go get married? All right. We packed up the car, and we went to Kentucky, and we got married.
You got to be kidding me.
Are you still?
Yeah, we're still married, having problems right now. I actually don't live with them. But it's been 20 years. We got married. Ended up going to Kentucky, took our blood work and everything. It went so fast, I didn't really even know what we were doing. We just said we were bored, we were going to go do this. Ended up being a three-day delay in our blood work. We got married on July 4th. And the ironic thing about it is I was 18, okay? Right now I have an 18-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter. My 18-year-old son is getting married Saturday.
No, not because he's bored, though, right?
Well, I don't know why I'm trying to talk him out of it, but he's not doing it.
She goes to Kentucky, gets married. Instead of throwing rice, they light off illegal fireworks.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. I was once so bored, I blanked. Christy, hey, you're up next.
Yeah, Christy's there.
You guys are on speaker. Christy, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Christy, I was once so bored. What did you do?
I plucked all the hairs out of my body.
Oh, are you talking eyebrows, eyelashes, everything?
Arm hairs, leg hairs, you name it.
Are you crazy?
How long did it take you to get all over the body?
About 2 hours.
Wow, that did it hurt? Where was the spot on your body that hurt the most?
Probably my eyebrows.
Ouch. Yeah, so every single hair on your body was completely plucked.
Everyone.
Now, did everything grow back okay?
Yeah, everything's fine now. This was probably about 3 years ago.
Ugh. All right, hang on the phone, okay? Channel 955 with Mojo in the Morning. I was once so bored, I blanked. I was once so bored, I blanked.
Dressed up in my wife's clothes.
Okay, we need to talk. Was was it a one-time deal, or did you start to do this more often?
I've never been that bored again in my life.
Because you found out how stupidly binding our clothes are and the darn shoes, you can't walk anywhere.
Hey, Jim, were other people around or were you just there by yourself?
I was there by myself. I was so bored. There's nothing on the TV.
Was it a dress?
Wait, Jim, let's talk here. Let's talk here, buddy. Let's sure. Let's expand on yours.
It was a dress and what else?
Pantyhose. I didn't go as far as putting on panties and bra.
Oh,
but I
you
did
didn't.
Start
okay.
Putting on the makeup, and then I stopped.
Did she come home and find you?
No, and I've never told her neither. So.
Did you, with lipstick, mascara, what'd you get into there?
Let's see, some of the eyeliner and a little bit of the lipstick, and that was about it.
Hey, you need a hobby, Jim.
Did you look in the mirror and tell yourself you were pretty?
No, I did not.
Jim, there are 90-plus channels with cable and digital television out there nowadays. You couldn't find anything else to do other than put on your wife's makeup and clothing?
Well, I don't have cable.
Right, that's the reason right there. I think most of these people...
That's an advertisement for cable right there. Right,
Jim, you have never told your wife about this?
No, and I'm not going to either.
Where is she right now?
She's at home, but I'm kind of scared that she'll want me to put it on in front of her.
I don't know, man. What did you do? Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I was once so bored, I almost considered listening to 93.1 VRQ. Is that not horrible?
Oh, my God.
Yes, thank goodness you found an activity and you stayed with Channel 955.
That's almost suicidal.
Good for you. Well, glad. And what caught you from being bored? What got you out of your boredom?
95.5.
Oh, excellent. Good job. Thank you so much for the call.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks. You too.